Okay, so the Gemara here, Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin, quotes the halacha, Tani Rav Yosef Mishloch Manos Ish L'Reyu, Shtei Matanos L'Ishachad. So the way one fulfills Mishloch Manos is by giving two manos, whatever that means, to one person. Matanos L'Avyonim, Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam, which does not mean two matanos to two aniyim. Rather, it means two matanos in total to one ani. So therefore, each ani gets one matana. And the question that we are going to deal with tonight, as we discussed in the intro, is what is the nature of the mitzvah of matanos le'avyonim? One can understand matanos le'avyonim in at least one of two ways. Is matanos le'avyonim just a mitzvah of tzedakah? We know that we have a generic mitzvah of tzedakah all year long. Exactly how much a person has to give. Ask the chevri here. We were discussing a little bit exactly the nature of ma'aser k'safim, which we'll get to. So do we say that Chazal made a special mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim, dehainu matanos le'avyonim? Or do we say, no, maybe the mitzvah of matanos le'avyonim, there's more to it. Maybe we can argue that it's actually part of the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, similar to Mishloach Manos, which is in order to facilitate your fellow having a Seudas Purim. Matanos le'avyonim is similar to that halacha. And I'm sure you saw from the sources, the Rishonim seem to argue about this point, around this point, regarding halachos, which seem to depend on this shiloh. So we started with the Ritva. The Ritva here in Maseches Megillah on Dav Zayin, which is the second source on the first source on the second page, says, Mistaber de matanos levyonim, hainu afilu b'shtei prutos, deshaver pruta chashiva matana. Avalob Pacho says, Ritva, that he thinks it's logical to say, even though the Gemara doesn't say this, he thinks it's very logical to say that matanos le'avyonim can be fulfilled by giving an ani a pruta. So therefore, you have to give two prutas in total because you have to give each ani a pruta. Now, where is he getting that from? So at first glance, he's getting it from the lashon of matanos le'avyonim. Matana is a gift. What is considered halachically significant giving someone something in halacha? A pruta. A pruta is the halachically significant amount of money. So now, from the Ritva, at first glance, from the fact that he says the shear, the amount that one has to give for matanos le'avyonim is a pruta, that would indicate that the nature of matanos le'avyonim at first glance, according to the Ritva, is a mitzvah of nesinas mamon, giving money or something with monetary value to an ani, which sounds to me like it is a mitzvah of tzedakah, because you're supposed to give something which has monetary value. That is the mitzvah of tzedakah. And therefore, the Ritva says the shir is a pruta. Now, we'll see. Maybe the Ritva may think that in other ways, Mishloach Matanos Le'avyonim is similar to Su'uda, but at least in terms of the amount, it sounds like it relates to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now, the Ran's formulation is very interesting. When the Ran distinguishes between the mitzvah of Matanos Le'avyonim and Mishloach Manos, what did the Ran say? What the Ran should have said, at least according to Ritva, he should have said that Mishloach Manos is you give two portions of food to your friend, which is supposed to help him with his Su'udas Purim. And matanos le'avyonim is you give money to an ani to give tzedakah. But the mitzvahs really have nothing to do with each other. They're very, very different. One is to help your friend with a su'udah. The other is that you use mitzvah to give tzedakah on Purim. Says the Ran, Hainu minei meichal u'mishte la'ashirim. Mishloach manos is you give food and drink to ashirim, meaning non-aniyim. U'le'avyonim dai l'chol echad b'matan achas shi'nasheves b'neim k'davar gadol. Says the Ran, and to an ani, you give one matana, as opposed to two, because for Nani, he needs less. What? It sounds like from the Ran that the only difference between Mishloach Manos and Matanos Le'avyonim is how much you have to give. Mishloach Manos, you give an Ashir a lot. You give him two portions of food. And an Ani, you give him a Matana. From the Ran, it sounds like Mishloach Manos and Matanos Le'avyonim are really two sides of the same coin. It's just a question of how much do you have to give. An Ashir, you give two portions. An Ani, you give one portion because he needs less. But if you were to say, if you were to think that Matanos Le'avyonim is really rooted in the mitzvah of tzedakah, it's fundamentally different from the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. So the Ran, by contrasting them, by just how much you give, sounds like they're really two sides of the same coin. They're similar in terms of the nature of the halacha. What is that?
Sorry, Rabbi, does that mean that the Ran is saying that the Matanos Le'avyonim is is it like, in other words, can I give a matana to an Evyon and a mishlach to a mishlach manos to an Ashiri, mm-hmm. and just one to each, and then I'm sort of done with the whole thing? Or do I have to give two mishlach manos and two matanos of them?
You have to give two manos to an Ashir and one matana to two matanos to two aniyim, meaning one to one ani and one to another ani.
But they're not the same. Meaning, like, doesn't this sound here like it's kind of saying that, like you just said, two sides of the same coin? So if I give a matana to an evyon, then I'm sort of done with my mishlach manos also.
No, because you haven't given anyone two.
I think you can give
an ani. Yes, you can. No, because you have to give one person two. You can give an ani mishlach manos. You give an ani mishlach manos.
What? Two different.
Let's say you decide. Maybe just to clarify.
If you give an ani three things now, yeah. And then you give another ani one, or you would say everything. I think that's what Alan's trying to ask.
Yeah. Good question. Does it have to be three separate people, or can it be two people? Yeah. That's you're asking.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I always thought it was two separate mitzvahs. That's what I'm trying to say.
I would imagine.
I have a mitzvah mishlach manos and I have a mitzvah matanos levyon. Is that not the case according to the Ran? Is the Ran saying that no, when I give, as long as I've given a matana that's kosher in the eyes of the levyon to an levyon, that is, or maybe to two of them, then I'm done with mishlach manos.
The Ran definitely agrees that there are two mitzvos, and you have to fulfill both mitzvos. But from the Ran's formulation, it sounds like the nature of the two mitzvos is similar enough that he contrasts them only in terms of the amount that you give. Now, it's an interesting question. I don't know. I would imagine that you have to give three separate people, meaning mishloach manos is you give one person two manos, and matanos lavyom is you give two aniyim, each one matana. I would imagine that there have to be three people. That's a good question. I don't know. It could be that you can give one ani three portions, and you give another ani one portion, and you kind of fulfill mitzvah. I don't think so, but I don't know for sure.
So he's more just trying to use this conversation to define what a matana is.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so from the fact that the Ran puts all... Yeah.
Can I ask a question on the Ran?
Yeah.
So, isn't there like a fundamental difference that the mishloach mano has to be food items, and that matanos labionim can be money?
Correct.
So therefore, they're not two sides of the same coin.
It could be that the money is to help the ani do something with the money. What we're about to discuss. What exactly would the purpose of the money be?
It just says that the ani has to get something together because he gets something that's a chosh. Not that he needs less, because he values a smaller amount.
Correct. So he needs less to value. Yeah. I'm not saying he has less needs. I meant that he for him less is more. Either way. So what would the idea be? If you put Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim in the same sentence, so what exactly does that tell you about the nature of the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim? So I'm sure you saw the Rambam. The Rambam here in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Megillah Halacha Tazayin, is discussing the mitzvah of Su'udas Purim. And Halacha Tazayin, the Rambam tells you how to fulfill the mitzvah of Su'udah. What are you supposed to eat? What are you supposed to drink? How are you supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Adlo Yada? Whether the Rambam even quotes the mitzvah of Adlo Yada, that's a big discussion. Okay, then in that context, when the Rambam is discussing Su'uda and Mishloach Manos, in Halacha Tezayin, which is the same discussion, V'chayiv l'chalik l'aniyim b'yom ha'purim, and you're obligated to give out money to aniyim and purim, ein poch sen mishnei aniyim, and nosin chol echad matana achas, o mos, o mini tavshil, o mini ochlin, sh'ne'emar matanos lavyonim, sh'ne'em matanos l'shayanim. Says the Rambam, you have to give at least to two aniyim, one matana, and that matana can either be money or food. Now, from the fact that the Rambam is quoting this in the context of the halachos of Su'udas Purim, and the Rambam tells us that you can give money or food, the Rambam seems to indicate that the purpose of matanos l'avyonim is similar to the purpose of mishloach manos, and that mishloach manos is to provide food for your friend's su'udah. It sounds like from the Rambam that the Rambam understood similarly, matanos levyonim is to provide for an ani that he has for his su'udas purim. Then the Rambam says further in Halacha Yedzayin, mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos levyonim mi laharbos b'su'udasa, and says the Rambam, if a person has an option to give money to aniyim or to make a lavish su'udah u'bishloach manos l'reyav, Says the Rambam, it's a more of a mitzvah. It's preferable to give more money to matanos le'avyonim than to provide for your seuda and your mishloach manos. Why? She'ein sham simcha gedola v'yisom mevamanos v'geirim sham misameach leiva umlalim ha'elu dome l'shchina. Says the Rambam, because there's no greater simcha than being misameach those who are downtrodden, those who are needy, and one who does such is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina, Shneamar, L'Hachayos Ruch Shvalim, L'Hachayos Lev Nidkoim. Says the Rambam, that one who gives more Matanos Levyonim, it's more praiseworthy, because he is comparing himself, he is acting, he is V'Halach V'Dracha, following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now again, the Rambam sounds like the Matanos Levyonim is not just a regular mitzvah tzedakah, its purpose is to be Misameach Aniyim on Purim, by providing them their needs, by giving, making sure that they're able to experience Purim in its fullest, being able to provide for their Seudas Purim. So from the Rambam, it sounds like Matanos L'Avyonim is the mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, similar to Mishloach Manos. The Rambam also doesn't mention the Shir Pruta, right? The Rambam never says they can only give a Pruta. He says, Matana Achas, Omos, Omine Tavshil, Mine Ochlin. Sounds like you give something significant. Not like the Ritva, who said that you can fulfill the mitzvah through with a shavar pruta. Now, what we're going to do with the next 15 minutes is discuss some potential nafkaminas halacha lemaisa as to whether matanos lavyonim is fundamentally a mitzvah of tzedakah, which we fulfill specifically on Purim, or is it part and parcel the mitzvah of Seudas Purim. And now some of the nafkaminas that we're going to say are strong muchrach nafkaminas, and some are more tenuous. Like every b'chakira, some nafkaminas are glatt, are smooth, and some are not so glatt. But it's for pedagogical reasons it makes it a good tool to discuss. So these are the nafkaminas that we're going to discuss. Number one, what about meiser ksafim? Can you use meiser ksafim for Matanos Lavyonim? What's the Shaila? So the Shaila is the Gemara has a concept of Kol Davar Shedachova Eino Ba Ela Min Achulin. What is that? So the Gemara Maseches Beitz and other places in Shas, the Gemara says that if a person has, back in the day there was, and even nowadays, there's something called Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is a tenth of your grain that grows in certain years during the Shemitah cycle. So you're supposed to bring that grain to Yerushalayim and eat in Yerushalayim. And if you don't want to bring it to Yerushalayim, you're supposed to redeem it on money and bring that money to Yerushalayim to purchase food and eat that food in Yerushalayim or bring karbanos. But the Gemara says that let's say you have a korban that you have to bring. You have an obligation to bring a certain korban. Let's say you did an aveira, you have to bring a korban. That's what the Gemara says, or shlamim, fine, whatever it is. The person has an obligation, he has to bring a certain korban. So the Gemara says, don't think that you can say, ah, I have a chap. I have money that has kedushas meiser sheni. I want to go ahead and purchase an animal in Yerushalayim and use that animal to fulfill my obligation to bring my korban. Says the Gemara, you can't do that. Why? Because of the principle of kol davar shebechova, anything which is obligatory, anytime I have a monetary obligation to hekdesh, eino ba elemen chulin, you can only bring it from something which does not have kedusha, something which doesn't have any sanctity. You have to bring it from regular money. You can't use your meiser sheni money to pater, to fulfill your obligation to bring a korban. You can only do that for other things. You have to use your regular money to purchase your korbanos. Now, even though that's the context of the Gemara discusses it, the poskim extend this to other areas of halacha and say, just like you can't use meiser sheni money to fulfill your monetary obligations, so too you can't use your meiser ksafim money, which is similar to meiser sheni, your meiser ksafim money, let's say you've designated a certain amount of money that you're going to give throughout the year to tzedakah, meiser, let's say you give a tenth of your income on a given year to tzedakah, so the poskim say, you can't use that money to pater your obligations. Let's say you have some debt. So you can't say, oh, there's a mitzvah to pay my debt. Yeah, Priyas Bachov is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to pay my debt. So I'm going to pay my debt with my meiser money. No. Kol davar shebechova eino ba elo min achulin. You can't use your meiser ksafin money to pay off your debt. Let's say you have a mitzvah to do. A mitzvah is a debt. Could be. That's an obligation that you have. A mitzvah that you have to do. I need to purchase dalet minim this year. So let me use meiser money to purchase my mitzvah, to purchase my dalet minim. So the poskim say that you can't do that because kol davar shebechova in al bal nechulin. Anytime I have a financial obligation, I can't fulfill that financial obligation with meiser money. So the question that the Ma'aril, the last source that we quoted, the Ma'aril was one of the early achronim, late rishonim that the Ramah quotes very, very often. The Ma'aril had the following shaila: are you allowed to use meiser money to fulfill the mitzvah of matanos le'avyonim? So what would you think that depends on? Someone said, yeah, so, new, yeah, keep going. If what? If it's stuck, then you couldn't. Why not? Because it's...
Uh-huh.
Right. And if it's part of the Suda, then what?
But if it's in the Suda is also... I guess you have a chiyuv, you have your own chiyuv of Suda, but you don't have a chiyuv to make someone else's Suda. Mm-hmm. So in that case, you could use it.
Right. So the one who asked the shaila to Ma'aril posed the shaila that way. The one who asked the question to Ma'aril said that if matanus lev yonim is a mitzvah of tztaka, so then he thinks you shouldn't be able to use meiser ksafim to fulfill your mitzvah of tztaka. But if the purpose is to be misamech the aniyim and to provide for their seuda, so then the aniyim don't really care. As long as they're getting money, they're going to be besimcha, so then who cares where the money's coming from, even if it's coming from meiser ksafim. That's the way the question was posed to the Ma'aril. And the Ma'aril answered that he thinks that one does not fulfill the mitzvah of matanus l'avyonim with meiser ksafim because he thinks it's a takana de rabbanan and kol davar shebechova ein ol ba ela menachulim. That's what he answered. The Ma'aril paskins that one should not fulfill the mitzvah. One cannot fulfill the mitzvah of matanus l'avyonim with meiser ksafim because it's a davar shebechova and a davar shebechova ein ol ba ela menachulim. It's something which you have to do and you can't use meiser ksafim to fulfill that obligation. Now the question is, how did Ma'aril answer the question? Meaning, did the Ma'aril assume, like the Shoel? The Shoel asked, he said, it depends. If it's tztaka, then you can't use Meiser Ksafim. And if it's Simcha and Su'uda, then you can use Meiser Ksafim. And the Ma'aril answered that you can't use Meiser Ksafim because it's obligatory. So was the Ma'aril taking a stand in the Shaila and he was saying that, okay, in fact, it's a mitzvah of tztaka, and therefore you can't use Meiser Ksafim? Or was the Ma'aril saying something along the lines of what Alan was saying, is that, I think we were trying to say, is that it's not really a good chakira, because even if the mitzvah of Matanos Le'avyonim is fundamentally a mitzvah of Simcha and Su'udas Purim, it's obligatory. Right. It's a chiyuv. Right. Regardless of whether it's a mitzvah of Tztaka or a mitzvah of Purim, Simcha, Su'udah, regardless, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah that I have to fulfill. So who cares whether it's a mitzvah of tztaka, which Chazal specifically obligated me to do on Purim, or a mitzvah of Simcha and Su'udah, which Chazal obligated me to do on Purim. Regardless, it's a mitzvah that I have to fulfill, and therefore, since it's a mitzvah that I have to fulfill, I can't use Meiser Ksafim. I use Meiser Ksafim for my generic mitzvah of tztaka year-round. That's where I give my Meiser Ksafim. But when it comes to Matanos Le'avyonim, which is a special mitzvah on Purim, regardless of whether it is a mitzvah of tztaka or a mitzvah of Sudas Purim, it is an obligatory, it's a mitzvah, it's a chova that I have, and I shouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah with Meiser Ksafim. So at first glance, or at second glance, really this shaila of Meiser Ksafim does not depend on this chakira. This is a big discussion in Achronim. Some Achronim say it depends on this chakira. If you assume this, if you assume like that, like the beginning of the Ma'aril, but really it sounds like it's very mistaber to say that regardless of how you understand the nature of Matanos Le'avyonim, you shouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah with Meiser Ksafim. And that's what we paskin halacha l'maaseh. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, based on the Magen Avraham, based on this Ma'aril, that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Le'avyonim with Meiser Ksafim. Now, this is a very important caveat. That's only true in terms of the bare bone minimum of Matanos Le'avyonim. Let's say we determine that the amount of money that you have to give is $100 for a Matanos Le'avyonim. But let's say you have a lot of Meiser Ksafim and you want to give more. So the poskim say, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, they say that the $100 that you have to give for Matanos Lavion can't come out of your Maaser Ksafim, but any more that you give on top of that, that can come out of your Maaser Ksafim. Because at that point, it's no longer Davar Shebechova. My obligation is to give $100 for Matanos Lavionim. Anything more than that is not obligatory. For that, I can use Maaser Ksafim because that's no longer a Davar Shebechova. That's something above and beyond. Okay, so Lamaisa, that should not depend on... Because only the Maharil just said he thinks that it's a davar shebechova and therefore you can't use Maaser Ksafim. That's the whole source for this halacha. So we're pointing out that regardless of whether the nature of the chova is one of tzedakah or one of su'uda, regardless it's a mitzvah that you have to fulfill. And whenever you have a mitzvah that you have to fulfill, you can't use Maaser Ksafim, regardless of what the nature of the mitzvah is. So I would think, now again, this is a discussion, but I would think that it does not depend on this chakir. But there are big achronim, ksav sofer.
It's just unique.
Correct.
There's no other example.
Correct. So that's why some think that.
I mean, Mishnah doesn't say why.
Correct. Correct. But I'm just suggesting.
The Achronim who are holding that it depends on this Chakira, does that mean that they're saying there isn't a Chiyuv in the first place of Matanos Lavyonim? Because don't you have to say that it's not a Chiyuv in order for. If the Tzedakah is a Chiyuv, you can't use your Maaser Ksafim. But if Matanos Lavyonim is not a chiyuv, or
the way the Maharil said it is that if the idea is to give, you know, food to increase the simcha of the ani, so then the aniyim are not really makbid on you using up your Maaser Ksafim on their simcha. As long as they get their simcha, they're going to be happy about it. So the source for the money is not as important when the purpose is to increase simcha and to provide for the su'udah. So no matter where the money comes from, it's very totsah, it's very result oriented. Okay. It's a hard, yes, correct. Yes, I'm with you, and that's why I think it's not dependent on the chakir.
Okay,
now, another important machlokes, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Shari Tshuva quotes, is an ani obligated in Maaser Ksafim. So now the halacha is that the Gemara says, Maseches Bava Basra says that everyone is obligated in the mitzvah tzedakah, even aniyim, have to give at least a shlish of a shekel, which is a very little, very small amount, $3, $4. That is what the Gemara Bava Basra says. Everyone is obligated to give the mitzvah, give tzedakah a small amount. Let's say an ani gave his $3 earlier in the year, comes Purim. Is he obligated to give on top of that Matanus Lavyonim? So the Shari Shul quotes Machlokes Achronim. Everyone agrees that aniyim are obligated in the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, just like they're obligated in Mikra Megillah. They're obligated certain mitzvos, which are part of the holidays, Chanukah, Purim. Aniyim have to go above and beyond in order to fulfill those mitzvos. But he quotes a Machlokes Achronim as to whether aniyim are obligated in the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim. So what should that depend on? If you assume that the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim is fundamentally a mitzvah of tzedakah, so the ani shouldn't have to give more tzedakah. He already fulfilled his bare-bone obligation. He shouldn't have to give more tzedakah. It's just taking money from tzedakah and giving to other tzedakah. That doesn't make any sense to do a money slush of tzedakah. That seems to be very counterintuitive. However, if you assume that the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim is fundamentally related to the mitzvah of Seudas Purim, similar to Mishloach Manos, then just like aniyim are obligated in Mishloach Manos, they should also be obligated in the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim. Now, that is one nafkamina, and lamaisa, we paskin that aniyim are obligated in Matanos Lavyonim, the Mishnah Berurah paskins. What about, and this is a very interesting shaila, a very relevant halach lamaisa, the post can discuss, is it better to give many aniyim a small amount, or to two aniyim a significant amount? So the Rambam has a famous comment in his commentary in the Mishnah Maseches Avos that a person, and Rambam paskins this way, that it's always better when it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah to give many smaller donations than to give one large donation. The Rambam paskins that way because it's better for the donor, the person giving himself, because he's accustoming himself, the acharei pu'ulos nimshachim halevavos, the more you give, you become a giving person, so it's better to do the act of giving, even if it's going to be a smaller gift. To do the act of giving makes a roshem, an impact on the person. So what about when it comes to the mitzvah of Matanos Lavyonim? Is it better to give many avyonim, many aniyim, a small gift, a smaller gift, or is it better to give a significant gift? So Rav Eliashiv, I saw in a Sefer Shvus Yaakov, Rav Eliashiv Paskin, that he thinks it's better to give two aniyim a significant gift than to give many aniyim a smaller gift. Even though you'll give them a significant amount, but to give a chosh of a gift to two aniyim is much more, it's better, it's a more of an enhancement of the mitzvah of matanos levyonim than to give many aniyim. Why? What should that depend on? Ah, right, exactly. So at first glance, I would think that it depends on this chakira. If you assume that matanos levyonim is fundamentally a mitzvah of tzedakah, so then it should parallel the halacha of tzedakah, that you should give many aniyim, small amounts, because that's the best way, the ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if there's something significant and special about matanos levyonim, and that it's about being misameach l'aniyim, providing them for them in a significant way on Purim, especially so that they have suddas Purim, so then it would make sense, Rav Liashas Psak, that you should give two significant gifts to two aniyim, meaning one each, because this way you are enhancing their simcha. It's a qualitatively greater mitzvah by providing more simcha for those aniyim than for spreading the wealth. Because the mitzvah matanos levyonim is not just a mitzvah tzedakah, maybe it is a fulfillment of tzedakah on some level, but there's more to it. It's being misameach on the mitzvah of Purim. Now there are a bunch of aruch hakiras. I don't want to keep us too late. So halach lamaisa, one should give a significant amount because we assume that even though it's true, it is a mitzvah of tzedakah, but it's clear in the Rishonim and the Poskim that matanos levyonim, like we've demonstrated, is really similar to mishloach manos in the sense that it's to be misameach and to enhance the su'uda, the Purim of the aniyim, and therefore that's why we paskin that you should give a significant amount. You don't just give a pruta. You give a, apparently back in the day it was $20, maybe now it's $30 per ani, I don't know, whatever. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi how much you should give to each ani, whatever the shear is. We paskin that aniyim are obligated in the mitzvah, and some other nafkaminas, which seem to indicate that the mitzvah matanos levyonim is to be misameach. So when writing your check, it's important to keep in mind that it's not just a regular mitzvah of tzedakah, which is always significant, always a huge mitzvah, but there's something more to the mitzvah matanos levyonim, similar to mishloach manos. It's supposed to be misameach aniyim on the Yom Tov HaPurim. So hopefully this gives us a better appreciation of the seemingly more neglected mitzvah of matanos levyonim, and really will help us appreciate the mitzvah even more. Okay. Shtoyach, guys.